Welcome to Becoming the Vision, where we talk about becoming the man you need to be in order to have the desires of your heart. Here you will learn how to strengthen your mind, develop your body, create an amazing relationship with your family, and ultimately become the man, leader you've always desired to be. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Yo, guys, what is going on? It's your boy, GB, man. I appreciate you guys for rocking with me. Another week, Becoming the Vision, where we talk about becoming the man you need to be in order to have the life that you desire, man. I appreciate you guys, as always, man, for your time and your attention, because without it, I wouldn't have a show. So there's that. So, man, I want to get right into it. I know you guys saw the title, and you're probably wondering, like, what does he mean? Like, what's kind of going on? Maybe it pissed some of you off, whatever, but that's a good thing, right? It's why men suck, and the reason I came up with this is because, like, I'm just looking at the world as a whole, right? And it's a very annoying thing to me when I look around and I see men just, when mediocrity has become the standard, mediocrity has become the goal. Like, just being good enough is like the goal. And I'm like, where did it come from? And what I mean is that, like, when we're looking at a man, it's like, when you're looking at the greatest version of yourself that you possibly could be, the first thing that has to happen is that you need to be in elite fucking shape. Like, you have to be. Like, because you can't, I don't know how you say you respect yourself if you're not. Because, I mean, think about it. If you brought a brand new Ferrari, right? And you're like, Greg, I love this car. And I you know, I'm so grateful for this car. And oh my God, I can't believe, like, and I'm just so grateful for it. And then I got in and there's trash everywhere. It smells like ass. Like, there's wrappers everywhere. There's French fries on the floor. I'm probably not going to believe that you really are that grateful for this car, right? I'm probably not going to believe that you're that happy about it. And that, like, you don't love it like you just said you do, because I'm looking at it and I'm like, there's no way. But, like, you do that in your own body, right? And the craziest thing for a man is that the easiest thing for you to do is to control what goes in your fucking mouth. And then also at the same time, like, do what you said you were going to do. Get your ass up and go to the gym. Like, if you don't do those two things, you like lack vision of where you're trying to go, or you're just lazy. Because you know that you should, but you don't. And so then you have to ask yourself, it's like, why don't I? Because as a man, and all of this kind of embodies, man, like, that of a leader. And I've put a lot of questions out as far as, like, what is a leader? Like, what does he actually embody, right? And the first thing is that, like, you need to be in at peak physical shape. Yes, you do. Like, if you don't believe that, like, I think you're stupid. Because, like, how can you become your greatest version in any other area if this isn't under control? Because, like, you're literally running a race, but you're not running as optimally as you could, right? And it's just like, so when I talk about mediocrity, the first thing is physically. Second thing that I talk about is, like, when we look at the divorce rate in America, it bothers me. Like, I hate when I hear anybody that got divorced or is going through a divorce or whatever. And the reason I think a lot of divorces are happening is because men suck. We fucking suck as a whole. Right? Because we want to be the leaders. That's what we always say. I'm the leader. Follow me. And a man is to lead the household. Well, what are the characteristics of a fucking leader? Right? Like, have you ever stopped and asked yourself, like, what is it? What does it look like to you? Because if something is not going right, if a team is not, all of you watch sports. So if a team is not winning, if things are not going right, it all falls back on the coach, the head coach. He's going to say, that's on me. I need to figure out either how to motivate, how to communicate, how to get shit going in the right direction. And if I don't, it's on me. Men these days will blame it on every other circumstance other than themselves, right? Where are you not the best communicator that you could be? Do you lack patience? Do you get angry? Do you just, like, are you that bullheaded? Like, there's a good thing about having confidence, but is your ego overwhelmingly, like, overshadowing every other aspect of your relationship? Like, do you actually spend time with your wife? Do you listen to her? Do you have a connection with her? Do you spend time with your kids? Are you present? Or are you the other type of guy that all you fucking care about is money? Right? Because, and this is that one dimensionalness. Now, guys, I'm not saying don't get a lot of fucking money. I love money. I love having money. But the thing is that, like, you can't only focus on that, because I see so many guys, all you care about is I'm making money, but you're not present with your family. You're not present. All you care about is money. right? And you think that that's like a pass. You think that that's okay. Or if worse yet, right? You've settled into some career that you don't even really like. It kind of pays the bills. It gets you by. And then in your mind, you're like, well, my kids have better than I did. That's where you fucking stop. But then you're going to tell them to like, then you're going to tell them that you can be anything and have anything that you'd ever want if you're willing to work hard. What? You're not. You're not. And your kids will never say it to your face. They'll never say it. They'll think it though, subconsciously. They're gonna be like, this is why they don't listen to you. Because there's a lack of respect there. There may be kids, teenagers, whatever, but there's a lack of respect because they see you, bro. Like they see that all you care about is the money you make. Or they see that you actually don't go after your goals and so you're not making as much money as you should, right? Or they see that your relationship, you're not on point, like you don't spend time with them. They see that you said 400 fucking times that you're gonna lose weight, but you don't, right? And so it's like, men suck. And my challenge to you this week, and I'll let you go after this, is that I want you to fucking step it up. I want you to sit down, get a pen and write out exactly who you want to be. I mean, as far as how you dress, what you drive, where you live, how your family life is, how many vacations do you take a year, like everything. I want you to sit down and fucking write it out. And then I want you to ask yourself, am I moving towards this version of that guy? For most of you, it'll be no. Most of you, it would be no. It is one of the reasons that I've gotten, or in the years, I found myself in the self-development space. That's why I talk to you guys all the time. Virtus is not a fitness fucking program. That's not what it is. It's helping you become the greatest version of yourself. Because I'm looking around and I see men just settling for mediocrity. Like, it's not even settling. It's like, that's your goal. Your goal is to kind of not be too fat, kind of have a decent relationship, right? I will tell you, man, like relationship wise, man, the biggest flex to me is that I've been married for 15 fucking years. All of it hasn't been great, but I've been married for 15 years. We're in an amazing place. But the flex is like 15 fucking years. Why? Because it's abnormal. You don't hear about it anymore. You don't hear like marriages lasting. Most people are like 5 years, 6 years, and you fucking quit because you haven't figured out how to either grow, evolve, adapt, and lead. Like, I blame it on you. Why? Because I've been married fucking 15 years, and if I didn't grow and adapt and do all these things, my shit would have ended at year six, year seven, because I was in your shoes, right? But like, it's just, I want you to sit down. And I want you to write out the greatest version of yourself. What do you look like physically? Because I guarantee you don't look anything like you look right now. Like, what does your relationship, your marriage look like? What is that? How would you like her to look at you? How would you like her to feel about you? Dude, I would tell you, dude, one of the coolest fucking things my wife has ever said to me is like when we were going through our rough patches financially and marriage was on the rocks and I was like, dude, this shit's hard, right? I will tell you, like, the dopest thing that she's ever said to me is that, Greg, I feel safe. I feel safe again. Like, I love you. I'm grateful for you. Like, I trust you. Bro. And that shit came from years of work. Years, bro. But like, it's like, does your wife say those things to you? And if she doesn't feel that way, if she's always arguing with you, if she's looking at you, bro. Like, because as much as we want to say things on the external way or whatever, right? There's a subconscious way that we almost all of us communicate with, right? Like, if she's heard you say, oh, I'm gonna really hit the gym this time and I'm gonna work out and, you know, I'm gonna get in great shape. And then you halfway do the shit and then you don't do it. She starts to, boom, her trust starts to go down in you and your ability to actually keep your word. And then, God forbid, you're not holding your word in any other thing that you promised her that you would do, right? And when I look at this as a whole, the only plausible explanation that I can come to is that most men suck because most men have made mediocrity the standard. And you feel like you're doing something when maybe you have one area of your life on lock. A lot of you make money. Like money is easy to make. But your wife doesn't necessarily trust you. You're overweight. You don't spend time with your kids. Or maybe if you do spend time with your kids, you're not actually really present with them mentally, right? All you do is live for the weekend. Right? You work to drink on the weekend or to escape. If you feel like you have to escape anything, you're not living. Like, you've accepted mediocrity in an area of your life, most likely your career, right? And that may be hard to hear, but I think it's the truth. And I think a lot of guys need to hear it, because this is only for me to challenge you to want more, to do more, to be more. Because not only do you only get this one time, but you have a fucking obligation to those around you to show them what's possible. Like, you can't show them what's possible like by words. Like, you have to lead your family. Like, you have to show them that, like, what does it mean to really respect and take care of yourself? What does it mean to hold your word to you? Not only hold your word to yourself, but hold your word to your spouse. What is it like? Your kids are watching how you love on your wife, how you take care of your wife. Like, your kids are watching it. They're not saying anything. They're absorbing the same way they learn language from you. They're just learning. Right. And like, on top of that, they're learning from you whether dreams are really possible. Because God, dude, do not fucking tell them that anything is possible in their life and you are not doing it. You're a walking contradiction. Don't do that, because you're damaging them. Because what in their mind they may believe, but they're going to grow up with all these limiting beliefs because daddy didn't do it. Dad told me anything was possible, but he's fucking out of shape. He can barely run down the street with me. Daddy told me anything's possible, but I heard him talk about how he hated his job every day of the week. Or we couldn't afford this, or we couldn't do that. Daddy told me everything is possible, yet, you know, they got divorced. My parents got divorced. My challenge to you this week is to stop allowing mediocrity to be the standard. Quit being good at one thing and sucking at all the others. Like, accept the challenge of life. Quit looking for the easy way, because we're not even built to go through easy things. When we become complacent, a lot of bad shit starts to happen, right? You should be constantly pushing yourself, challenging yourself, like upping your level financially, upping your level physically, upping your relationship, upping all of this shit, because it is a challenge and men are built to have challenges. And so that's my challenge to you this week. Write out who you want to be. Just fucking go through like the whole, you know, you used to play video games. Create the creative player. Write them out. And then work every fucking day diligently to become that man. Love you guys. Talk to you next week. Peace.